How to do buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm not sure how we made it here either, but apparently today is October 1st. It is Thursday. It is decorative gourd season, I believe, as the young people say. I can't finish the quote completely because then I would have to edit. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
You know, you said October 1st, but isn't it really March 100 and something?
It might be up to March 200th. I'm not convinced. I'll do some math on that. I'll get my assistant to do some math on that and let you know.
Okay.
But actually, I wanted to talk to you about an interesting article that you wrote yesterday about gallium nitride chargers. Am I saying that right? Nitride, yes.
Yes,
this is when you see people talk about them, it's capital G, lowercase a, capital N. So if you see that things are that sort of charger, that's what we're talking about.
Yes, and the reason we're talking about it is it's kind of a newer technology, at least when it comes to chargers. Mm-hmm. So as I wrote, gallium nitride has been used at least in the commercial space since the 90s. Mm-hmm. It first appeared as a semiconductor using LEDs, specifically, I think, blue LEDs, mm-hmm. and also as violet laser diodes and Blu-ray players. So it's better able to handle that end of the light spectrum, the blues and the purples.
Yeah.
Over silicon. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like comparing these older silicon chargers that we have now versus gallium nitride, which in chargers, we've really only started seeing them in the past couple years or so.
Yeah.
In my article, I linked to something from Hyper that I think Charlotte wrote up. It was a cool stackable charger.
Yeah, it looks really nifty.
Satechi. Yeah, and then Satechi recently came up with one too.
Cool.
So it's better than silicon. It's able to it can handle higher frequencies of voltage. It has a higher resistance to heat, so it's just more efficient in every way.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, it doesn't need as many components as silicon. And that is the main difference that you as a consumer looking at one of these things will notice, is that these chargers can be up to 40% smaller than the silicon ones.
Oh, yeah. The most common sort of unit I've seen people use to measure these is the wall charger that comes with a MacBook Pro, Apple laptop. Like, they're a certain size, generally. Like, even, you know, there's like, even now there's sort of a smaller one and a bigger one. And so I have a couple of these. I'm going to be doing a video soon to show off what these look like. And, you know, to your point about them being a recent development, part of that recent development, I think, is USB-C. Because I don't see a lot of them that are only USB-A. I see a lot of them that are a USB-C port or a couple USB-C ports or C and A. And C is, you know, the oval that the new MacBooks use. And A is the rectangle we've all become accustomed to. There's a bunch of advantages to USB-C charging in the first place, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you plug the cable in. There's no upside down when you plug in the cable. Like, just line it up and put it in. It doesn't matter. There's not a top and a bottom. The throughput on USB-C cables as far as power and charging and things is pretty quick. A lot of, like, power delivery and stuff is usually happening over a USB-C sort of cable. So I think, I have nothing to base this on, but I haven't seen a lot of these that are only USB-A. So I think it has something to do with USB-C making it a possibility. But these end up being really small. So I have one of these that is it's an Aukey, A-U-K-E-Y charger. And when you look at it, it's got one USB-C port, but it's about the size of the charger that comes with an iPad. Like, a little bit bigger. Or, like, with a newer iPhone, that slightly larger little white brick. And this is a 100-watt charger. It'll charge a 16-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And it's only awesome. And it's that size. So, you know, you can and they're also really reasonably priced, I've seen. Like of all the ones I've looked at. You know, it used to be like $129 to replace the thing to charge your laptop if you have a Mac, and now it can be $40-$50, you know, yeah, easily. It's, you know, and then you know, whatever sort of cables you want to use for that. And like I said, some of the ones I've seen are only USB-C. Some are C and an A charger, which is also nice, or even 2C ports, because then you can charge, you know, your computer and your phone, or your computer and your Switch, or, you know, ask me how I know. And so I think that, like you said, the thing about them is that they really don't take up much space. And they're super lightweight, and they do super duper charging. So I've put a couple of these in my house sort of as a test to kind of get a feel for what it's like to actually use them. And the charging on them is just ridiculously fast, regardless of what you plug into it. Like, that's the other thing I've noticed about it, is partly the size and partly the speed, because the throughput on them is high. And I think also, like, I have relatively recent devices at my house. So the oldest iPhone in circulation at my house is an iPhone 10. And it will do, like, power delivery or quick charge or whatever it's called. I don't remember. It will do that. So if you have something capable of that charging that will, you know, push, you know, that has the throughput to charge a lot faster, and you can take advantage of that, these will absolutely give you that capability. So, like, I've plugged in my, you know, my iPhone, and an 11 Pro. I've plugged it in and, you know, spent a few minutes in the kitchen or whatever, and then come back, and it's, like, 10% charged, you know, just from that. That's great. From that few minutes. So it's really great. Now, you are going to be able to take advantage of this because, if I recall, you are going to pull the trigger on whatever the new iPhone is, right?
Yes, I have been saving for the past, I don't know, 5 months maybe?
Yeah.
For a while now, I think I have always been kind of gunning to get the iPhone 12 or, you know, whatever it's going to be called.
Yeah.
And so, like we were saying, I'm not sure if my 7 Plus can do fast charging, but the 12 definitely will.
Oh, yeah.
And that is where the strength of these chargers come in, because of their greater heat resistance. Because fast charging, you know, that's a lot of power fast, so it's going to heat up the charger.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And people may have noticed this, like, with other chargers. Like, if you've used a different charger for something, you know, like, not the one that came with whatever it is you have. Like, sometimes those get a little warm. It's not dangerous or anything, but you might notice they're a little warmer. That, you know, like, when you touch it, like, that's warmer than it was when I plugged in whatever it is you plugged in to charge. So I have found that, you know, these do get a little bit warm, but it's nowhere near as warm as what the other, and especially considering what they're doing, they're nowhere near as warm as, like, it seems like they should be. So and like I said, really fast. And the other nice thing about it is that this is, you know, as more things move to USB-C, and, you know, just to speculate for a minute, if your new phone is also USB-C, then it makes the cables even easier, because you don't have to have a USB-C to Lightning cable. You can just use a USB-C to USB-C cable and call it good. And so, like, being able to have that flexibility just in general is really nice. I have one of these that lives in my backpack on the off chance I ever get to go anywhere again. And that's when I bought it, that's what it was for, was now I have one that lives in my bag 100% of the time, which was not a luxury I had when they were $130 a piece. But I can spend $40 on something that can live in my backpack, you know, in case. That's, like, really nice insurance for me to make sure, like, I have at least something that will charge my computer if I go somewhere and forget to grab the cable, right? So that I very much appreciate. I really like, and I really like the speed on them, so.
Yeah, so You mentioned, you know, yours is 100 watts and it can charge your computer. So just as another example, I wrote up the launch of the Satechi GaN charger.
Yeah.
And the examples that they gave was, this can charge a 16-inch MacBook Pro at full power, which is 100 watts, or it can do a 13-inch MacBook Pro and iPad Pro, each full power again, but at 60 watts and 30 watts.
Yeah.
And then again, it also has a USB-A port, so you can charge your third device.
Yeah. One of the ones I have also has three ports. It's two Cs and an A. And the other thing I've noticed about all of these is that the plugs fold down, which I find also very useful. Because again, you know, in the before times when you went places, that was really nice that you weren't gonna, because some chargers don't have that flexibility. And so, you know, if you put it in your bag, like something could get damaged, whether it's the prongs scratching something else or, you know, the prongs themselves get damaged and now your charger doesn't work anymore. So
you're right.
That's one of the nice things about the Apple ones is that they fold flat. Not all of them, you know, not everything does. So,
and that is what annoys me about the, you mentioned briefly the Nintendo Switch, is that that charger is so big and bulky and the prongs don't fold down.
No.
So eventually I probably will be getting one of these chargers.
Yes, and I have a recommendation for you, because there's one I've been using to charge my Switch for a while, and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can also recommend to you the cable, the USB-C cable that has one right angle end, so that you can, like, set your charge on a stand or something, and it's not, you know, impossible.
That's cool.
That's, like, I just treated myself to that. I was like, I really need one of these, so... And it makes things convenient in a lot of ways when you can do that. So I very much, I've gotten a lot of use out of USB-C. Considering my main computer is still not a USB-C machine, I spend a whole lot of time with USB-C stuff. And so I think by the time my computer gets around to being upgraded, it's going to be a pretty straightforward process because I'm going to have so much other stuff already that does USB-C charging. And like I said, the speed on it is really nice, even if it's not necessarily a machine that does like the quick charging or anything like that. You know, even so, like if you plug a laptop into one of these or you plug a Switch into one of these, like you're still going to get a very respectable charging time. And that, like, you know, even if it's not, so like even your phone, like even if it doesn't, if we were to determine that your current phone does not do like quick charge, if you were to use one of these chargers, it would still probably be faster than the charger that came in the box. So, yeah, because like a lot of stuff, I know there was a point where like everybody had to go around and like unplug everything every night, or you had to turn off your power strip because you had to worry about like overloading circuits by leaving things charging all the time. And you don't have to do that anymore because a lot of the circuitry inside devices that get charged has become smarter so that that stuff doesn't happen. So you don't have to worry about things getting too hot. You don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. This is all the olden days, Andrew. You probably never had stuff to charge that when people had to worry about this, but it was the kind of thing where people were like, you can't leave your phone charging all the time, you know, cause you'll melt something inside your phone, because like before we had iPhones, stuff like that would happen. Yeah.
The nickel cadmium batteries.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So, you know, nobody got into like the specifics of the batteries or the specifics of the chargers or anything. It was just like, you shouldn't leave stuff with batteries plugged in too much because like it'll explode. It was a dangerous world back then. So it's not dangerous now, right? So, at least now the chargers aren't the problem. So that's another piece of this, like, cause that's the thing I remember, you know, being the case. And like a lot of stuff, like everything that you charge now has circuitry built into it. So your laptop, your phone, whatever phone it is, your Kindle, your Switch, your Switch controllers, whatever other stuff that you have, all has circuitry built in that will allow it to charge as efficiently as it can, given whatever the parameters are of what you plugged it into. So some things will work really fast, some things maybe won't. But everything sort of has all these fail-safe mechanisms built into it so that they don't explode if you have it charged, you know, plugged into something more powerful or whatever. So it's really nice.
So while you were talking, I was able to like type as quietly as I could.
It wasn't that quiet.
To see. Oh, darn. So I looked up to see if the 7 Plus can do fast charging, and it can't. So Apple's page says it's the iPhone 8 or later.
Okay.
However, my iPad Pro can.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So,
yeah. The 8 and the 10 came out at the same time, by the way, for people looking for reference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the only reason that sticks in my mind is because they both came out at once, and I went, well, it's time for me to get a phone. I'm going to get an 8 because I can't pay $1,000 for a phone. I can't. And then yeah. Mr. Kelly went, I have your cast off 6S. I'm getting a 10. So he got a 10, which he's still using. So yeah, he doesn't upgrade like I do. He doesn't invest in them. He doesn't have a podcast. He doesn't work for an Apple website. So he doesn't have, he just wants it to like do what he wants. And he's like, Face ID is cool. I'm getting a 10. So like everyone in my house got a new phone at the same time. Which is why I remember that they were the two that were the same. So yeah, the quick charge is nice. Wireless charging is another thing that I really love, which is related mostly because a lot of the charging pads and stuff that I see are becoming USB-C chargers now, which means you could plug one of these in and maybe you would get a little bit faster wireless charging with that too. We've talked about it on the show. I pink puffy heart wireless charging. It is the best thing. It is my favoritest thing. I have family members that when they finally upgraded to a phone that could do it, like the first thing I did was go buy them a nice little Anker stand up wireless charger. You know, here, I'm just giving you this because your life will be better. You just set your phone here and it's charging. It's magic. You don't have to finagle a cable in the bottom anymore. You don't have to scratch up the bottom of your phone anymore. Just set it here. It's upright. So if somebody texts you or calls you or whatever, you can see your phone. Everything's fine. Just do this instead. So I am excited to welcome you to the world of wireless charging.
I know. Wireless charging is definitely something I'm looking forward to with the 12.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be like, I remember at first sort of being like iffy on it. Like, I'm not sure how this is going to work. As a regular like part of life or whatever. And I bought a wireless charger for my phone on my nightstand because it's my alarm. And so having it upright. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about having one of the upright stands is that you sort of line it up on the stand and you know 100% that you're in the right place. Like with the lay flat on the mat kinds of things. It can be really easy to have it be a little bit out of alignment and not have it charge. Right. So that's one of the nice things about having the stand is as long as I line it up on the stand, you know, kind of put my fingers on the back and like, okay, it's centered. I know it's charging. So it's like the easiest possible way to make sure that my phone always has juice. So it's kind of my favorite.
You should send me a link to what you have because I have a lay flat down one for my desk, but I'll probably want a stand up one for my nightstand.
Yeah, I will give you two recommendations. The one I have is an Anker upright charger, and I love it aside from I have it on my nightstand, and there's a blue light that indicates that it's charging on the front, and it doesn't turn off. So it's kind of shining blue light at you all the time, which is the only thing about it I don't like. The charging is fantastic. It's really solid. I've never had a problem with it not charging my phone. Dave Hamilton has one that he likes that I'm not going to remember, but I will ask him what it is and see, because he has an upright one as well. And his upright one does not have that light on it. So if you want one for the nightstand that's just dark, like it lights up when you put it on to charge and then the light to let you know it worked and then the light goes out. So that one's nice.
I'll be looking probably at that one.
Yeah. I just took a little black nail polish and covered mine up, and that's how I solved that problem. So for me, it wasn't that big a deal, you know, so just bust out your nail polish and it'll be fine. I know any nail polish you have is black or possibly black. So it'll be good.
For the metal shows.
Exactly. Yeah. That's Team Nightmare, man. I'm just trying to enhance your brand. So gallium nitride chargers are the things that we mostly want to talk about today. If you have questions about this, you can read Andrew's article about why that matters. It'll be in the show notes. And like I said, you can watch for the video that I'm going to put together showing off some of the ones that I have here. And we will eventually, of course, talk to Andrew once he has accepted wireless charging as his personal savior. and also, we'll just have Andrew on the week he gets his phone for everyone else to just covet his phone while we're here. That looks really cool. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
And then maybe I can do a video with Charlotte so people can see it and be jealous.
Yes. There you go. Just make sure you paint your nails first.
I will.
Excellent. That's going to do it for us today. If you have any questions about gallium nitride chargers or wireless charging or Andrew's new iPhone to be or anything else, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or comments in the show notes. Andrew, as always, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, and always, thanks for having me.
And sneak peek, for people wondering, yes, Andrew will be back tomorrow for Security Friday. And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.